HarperCollins presents A Thousand Miles from Care, The Hunt for My Brother's Killer, A 30-Year Quest for Justice, written and read by Steve Johnson. For Rosemary, who has traveled this long journey with me every step, and for all those still waiting for justice. Forward. I've written this story about the life of my brother Scott, our close relationship, and his tragic death as a memorial and tribute to a beautiful and brilliant person. I have also been motivated to share with readers the experience we had as the family of a homicide victim, seeking justice for him and for the gay community of which he was a part. This saga went on for over 35 years. I hope that setting forth the facts relating to Scott's death and the subsequent police investigation might be helpful to others. It is important to me to be as accurate as possible in setting forth the relevant facts of this story. While not always the case in unsolved homicides or unexplained deaths, there is ample objective evidence of the facts I recite in this book. Three separate inquests reviewed Scott's death over 30 years, with transcripts and written decisions of each inquiry. In addition, the investigation of Scott's death was one of the subjects of a special commission of inquiry conducted in 2023 that heard dozens of witnesses, many of them police officers, and made public thousands of police documents. These have provided extensive information about the events discussed in this book. In addition to this material, I have accumulated my own written archives. Over the years, there has been considerable disagreement on what might have caused Scott's death. I have, to the best of my ability, verified my reporting by reference to this extensive record. This book, however, is about what happened and what my family and I felt going through this seemingly endless ordeal. It began when I received a phone call from 10,000 miles away telling me that my sweet, brilliant young brother, with whom I was exceedingly close, was dead. I flew to Australia, and the police had already determined that he most likely took his own life, and no further investigation would be conducted. Worse still, there appeared to be nothing I could do to alter this determination. Nor did I know anyone in the country to whom I could turn for help. How it felt to live through this nightmare is an integral part of this story. Sharing my fears, reactions, suspicions, and thought processes is not subject to objective verification. Others may disagree with what I state here about my thoughts and feelings, but not with the fact that this is what I thought or felt. I have sought carefully to distinguish between facts subject to objective verification and my subjective experience so readers can draw their own judgments. As is evident from the inquest and the special commission testimony, even participants in the same conversation may differ on what was said and meant. Personal observations will vary, but are nonetheless critical to share. It is my sincere hope that sharing both the facts of Scott's life and death, as they have come to be known, as well as my experience, will provide solace to other families of victims, insight to the public, and together with the results of the special commission, reform in how such cases are handled in the future for the benefit of all. Steve Johnson, May 2024. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Discovery. Sydney Harbor is among the greatest natural gifts in a country overflowing with natural gifts. Sun-kissed beaches, pristine waters, and rugged bushland adorn the territory. And then there are the cliffs. My God, the cliffs. On either side of the harbor are two massive formations that sit like a crab's claws, bent back toward the harbor's mouth. The northern peninsula is called North Head. It rises 14 stories above the Pacific Ocean, forming tremendous walls like a colossal sandstone skirt measuring 7 miles around. The views from its brush-covered clifftops are breathtaking and dramatic, an undeniable testament to the grandeur of this great continent down under. On the evening of Friday, December 9, 1988, the whole harbor shook with a terrible thunderstorm, the wind howling, the skies black.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?